Being this time, I want you to know that I have been aware of many thoughts coming to me. I say to you, my dear friends, they do not go unheeded. I feel much love and warmth from each one of you this time. I would like to say to you, my dear friends, just a little about yourselves. In your dwelling place upon this planet at this time, you can see for yourselves new growth, new hope, much expansion of all that you call nature. To this, I would make a comparison to yourselves. Yours, you see, my dear friends, that each one of you is also in the springtime of your spiritual unfoldment. From this time forth, each one of you will find new growth, new understanding, new ways of expression in all matters spiritual. But of course, as each one of you is individual in life style, then each one of you will, within that spiritual unfoldment, develop at different rates. This is entirely down to each one of you individually. I can tell you, my dear friends, that from this time forth, many opportunities will come to you. And it will depend upon yourselves in which way these opportunities are grasped and molded for the betterment and good, not only for yourselves but for all others. I have told you on more than one occasion that you are not aware of your own soul's growth. But I can say to you, my dear friends, that many opportunities are coming to you, and the opportunity is there for you to show the way to many others less knowledgeable than yourselves. Be aware of these words. They have much significance for you. Allow yourselves to open to all things new or happenings in your world, and especially to your own thinking. Again, I am stressing to you the power which each one of you possess, and that is your thinking. Use it for good. Do not let it go. Grow with knowledge. Open your hearts and your minds to each other and collectively, my dear friends, you can become not only a source of power for good, but you can leave behind the confines and restrictions of these earthly chains which bind you, and allow the spirit to regrow, rekindle, and to blossom fully as the whole of your nature, as you call it, upon the earth.
I shall wish for you everything as time goes by.
I can only help you. Information which which will help each one of you to think deeply about your place in this world. Therefore, before I leave you this time, are there any questions to be asked?
Any questions, George?
Mary?
My words this time have been few, but I hope it has given you some indication of more thinking that is needed on each one of you.
And with your help, perhaps we should not let the opportunities slip by to help other people.
You do need to be vigilant about your own inner being. If you are to achieve anything of great importance in your lives. After all, what can be of importance but that the Spirit shines forth much more than it does at the present time.
Yes.
It is no time for each one of you to be fully responsible for that spiritual unfoldment which you are capable of. Not only within the confines of this room should you be aware of what you are, but each breathing moment the awareness should be there. Before you leave this room this time, each one of you should have felt the guidance of one close by. I say to you, my dear friends, that I leave you now, as ever, with my love and upliftment. I say to you, feel that spiritual bond. It entwines you all.
Thank you. Have a good evening.